proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, what an exciting teaching we have for you today. We're teaching in this area of no more toil. Toil means struggling and just trying to make ends meet and so forth. We've been redeemed from that. So we're talking specifically about character and integrity. Now, integrity is a thing that is much needed in the world today because, you know, people will give their word, they don't keep their word, or you buy a product and it won't do what it said. You know, integrity, honesty is needed in this world today. And God wants us as people of God to be developed in integrity. There are some things that integrity will do for you. Integrity will preserve you. You go into a situation and there's harm in that situation, it will preserve you and keep you from harm. Integrity will guide you. It'll give you right direction. Holy Spirit, you can hear His voice clearly when you're walking in integrity. Integrity will cause your children to be blessed. Now, I know you want that, but praise the Lord, your children to be. I mean, there are other things that integrity will do for you that are just, I'm telling you, it's key for us getting into the promised land. You remember Martin Luther King, what he said? The time is coming when a person will not be known by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. God wants us to be men and women of character. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. It's called No More Toil.
When we stand, we're standing in faith, because it's only through faith can you overcome the world. But if you're gonna stand in faith and confidence in God, then you're gonna have to believe in God. You're going to have to believe what He said. Now, if you don't believe what you said, how are you going to believe what God said? You can't lie all day long and then believe God at night. Are you following what I'm saying? See, if you condition your spirit not to believe what you say, you tell somebody you're going to be there at 3 o'clock. You don't get there at 4 o'clock. You tell so forth. Every time you do that, you weaken your spirit. And in your spirit is the spiritual strength that you need. This is where integrity and character are buried. It's inside of you. And so what you can do is you can practice integrity for a certain thing, a character for a certain thing. You'll say, hey, if that happens in my life, this is what I'm going to do. And you'll practice for it. You get ready for it. And then that happens, boom, this is what you do. But that is 1% of your situations. Most of your situations come at you from the blind side. Next thing you know, you're in a situation. Now what are you going to do? What are you going to say? How are you going to conduct yourself? What is your witness going to be now in that situation? So what we're training you up for is character. And we're training you up to make sure that whatever comes in your life, you're going to be a person of integrity. Say amen to that. You're going to be a person of truth. You're going to be a person of honor. Why? Because one thing is that if they hear about you a Christian, they're going to watch you. They're going to watch you, and they're going to see what kind of witness you're going to be. Say amen to that. Now, every one of us has to develop integrity and character. Everyone, we have to develop it, folks. It is not something that is automatic, that comes with birth. It's something that has to be developed in us. So I'm starting this to develop you in integrity and character. Now, why do I want to develop you in integrity and character? One, because lack of integrity is the basis for most of the struggles and toil in the body of Christ. Lack of integrity. Secondly, lack of integrity makes the access into the promised land impossible. Lack of integrity. Now, I'm saying that now because we got to come back to integrity. If persons in school cheating on examinations, Or if the professors in school and the professors teaching the class does not study and get ready for the class, but just half throw something out there and so forth, that is a lack of integrity. In the business world, if somebody is not there and they punch a time card as if they were there, or if they pad their expense account. Now, if you fall under conviction, just say, oh me, and just be quiet and nobody will know it's you. You better hear what I'm saying. Now, let's keep going in this. Lord have mercy. Let's go down to 1 Kings chapter 18, please. Now, we're making you a person of integrity. Remember now, I said it's got to be built. It's not something that you start out with at birth. It's something that has been built inside of you. Folks, the reason why we're seeing all the stuff in the church, now I understand it in the world because you're going to have mess going on in the world. But I'm talking about in the church now. A lot of this stuff is coming out of the fact that we done got away from integrity. We have gotten away from saying something and keeping our word. Say amen to that. And because of that, now all this compromising come in. And the preachers haven't been preaching what they're supposed to preach. When I say that, I mean, hey, it's all right to preach how good God is and how sweet things are and so forth. But to get there, you need some integrity to get there. So somewhere, I'm going to have to preach about telling the truth. Somewhere, I'm going to have to preach about if you give your word, keep it. Somewhere, I'm going to have to preach about don't cheat on this and don't lie on that and do your taxes right and so forth and so on. You can't skip a step and get into the promised land. God is guarding the promised land. And that's what happens with people. They're trying to skip over this and skip over that. They won't speak to them. They coming in, praise the Lord, and get in the car and won't speak to their husband. I'm saying you're trying to skip a step, and I'm not going to let you skip it, because I'm not going to bring up a child that is spoiled, a child that's got money but won't tithe. I'm not going to bring you up like that. You're going to be brought up like a child that's got some sense. And that's what we're going to do this thing. Now, I got to have some guts, too, because I got to tell you. See, I can't be afraid of losing folk. One man said, he prayed, he said, Lord, say, listen, I want you to preach this message today to this preacher. And he said, Lord, if I preach that, ain't nobody going to be left. They ain't coming back next Sunday. He said, if you don't preach it, I may not come back. Now, my point is, I got a choice. You are the Lord, and I'm going to take the Lord. So I'm going to preach it and let him take care of everything else. Folks, I got a feeling why some of this stuff ain't working is because of lack of integrity. We say things and don't do what we say. And because of that, now when you believe, you receive, when you pray, when you speak things, expect them to come to pass, don't nothing happen. Why? Because there's no integrity in the spirit. The spirit ain't working for you. Say amen to that. But I'm going to tighten you up just like a mechanic would tighten up a carburetor on a car. I'm going to have it so you well-tuned and A-level. This man said he went and shot some pool. He was playing a pool game, professional pool game, and he shot the pool game, and he lost. And then the other guy won, and then this guy beside him said, hey, you got a pretty nice game. He said, yeah, he said, so forth. He said, but I'm not A-level. And the guy said, oh, you're not A-level. He said, man, that's a sharp game you got there. That's a powerful game. I mean, look at the balls you made and so forth. He said, yeah, but that's not A-level. He said, well, how do you get A-level? He said, you got to be trained by A-level. Folks, one of the reasons why I'm trying to be a man of integrity, because I'm going to teach you integrity. And I'm expecting you to come up at least to where I am. I'm expected to be here every Sunday. Why don't you expect to be here every Sunday? I expect the Bible to work for me. Why don't you expect it to work for you? Come on now. I ain't going to never be broke another day in my life. Why are you going to be broke another day in your life? Hey! Somebody got to say something up in here. Say amen to that. We ain't hiding no more. The church is coming out of the closet. The church is going to be the church. Somebody's supposed to know the difference, see the difference in you, hear the difference talking in you. You can't be talking like they talk. Girl, you know, I'm just dying to go. I'm just afraid. All that death coming out your mouth. You know, so forth. All that unbelief. They don't see you no different than you and them. But you get in there and somebody say some unbelief, say, hey, listen, let me ask you something. Suppose you say something different for a change. Suppose you just said, now, I'm not saying you got to get in there and instruct everybody, but suppose they see something different about you. Are you following what I'm saying? Folks, they waiting on something different. They ain't looking for no more religion. They're getting smarter than that. They're looking to see a demonstration of your God. They want to see what your God did for you. Did your God bring your child back home? Did your God deliver you from that? Come on now. Did your God help you to get that promotion? Did your God help you with that business to make it prosper when the economy is going down? Did your God get you that new house that you got? Did your God pay off all your automobiles? Did your God put that swimming pool in the back? Did your God buy you that new set of St. John's suit? Did your God, I'm saying, somebody want to see your God. The devil is a liar. Lord have mercy. I said, Lord have mercy. Supposed to be a thermostat. Supposed to change some things. You're supposed to walk into place, come in there real quiet, you know what I mean? Just like a mustard seed. But you're supposed to take one look around. Say, all this gonna change. Say, all this gonna change. We gonna cut out that cussing up in here. Cause this gonna change. Come on now, is this the right bunch I'm talking to? Somebody got to be strong in faith, giving glory to God. Anybody can compromise, folks. Anybody can just flow with anything that comes along. And don't think you're being popular. That thing don't last but for a day. Same folks that got hold of you and talking to you and calling you when you had some money, now you broke. They ain't calling. Say amen to this. Well, that's for all of us now. Just understand that you didn't start out there. Peter didn't start out there. He started out thinking he had something he didn't have. I'll never leave you. They may leave you, but Lord, me and you, we close. We gonna be you and me. The lady came to Peter and said, "Wait a minute, were you with him?" He said, no, I wasn't with him. Then a man came to him and said, hey, wait a minute. Let's see, they're over there persecuting him. Weren't you with him? No, I just told a lady who come by here, I just told her I wasn't with the man. Then here come another lady said, you were with him, weren't you? The Bible says he cursed and swore. And I told him in the last meeting, I said, Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, Satan has asked for you that he desires to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that when the fire comes, your faith won't fail. Here's your revelation. You don't sift wheat, you sift flour. And the only way wheat becomes flour is by grinding it. You see, God wants us to make us bread for the nations. And the only way to get there is we must become flour. See? Are you following what I'm saying? We got to take time and be seasoned by God. And we got to go through sometimes tight places, but it strengthens us, gets us ready. Nobody's trying to hurt you. God's going to show you. You're going to be delivered. I said, you're going to be delivered. Let me show you that. I know you have something there. Where do I have you now? At where? 1 Kings chapter 18. Put something right there for me. And let's go over to John chapter 16. I just want to read you this. Are y'all with me so far? Now, folks, we've had it going on everywhere, in the church, in politics, in schools, and so forth. It's one thing after another. And the world is fraught with it. Why? Because that system is not from God. Now, there are some honest people out there. I understand that. There are some good people. Good people who don't even know God. They're still out there. They're trying to do the best they can. But it was a new thing for the Indians. That's the first thing the Indians said. This man speak with forked tongue. Why did he say that? What is a forked tongue? A forked tongue is a tongue like a snake. Said, this man didn't come over here, and he'll say one thing and do something else. We've never seen this. Why? Because they were covenant people. They understood the covenant. And you got to get back to that. Understanding that covenant, man. The covenant is the thing that's going to rule. And so we got to be people of our word. Look what it says here. Where did I tell you now? I told you. John 16. Look at this real quick. And look at verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you. Now, this is Jesus talking. How do I know it's Jesus? It's in the red. That in me you might have what? Peace. In the world you shall have what? Tribulation. But be of good what? Cheer. Keep going. I've overcome the world. Now, let me read that out of the Amplified. Listen at me. Watch me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distresses and frustrations. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, and undaunted. For I have overcome the world, and I have deprived it of power to harm you, and have conquered it for you. Do you believe that? The three Hebrews had to go in the fire, didn't they? Now, when they said, we're not going to bow down, we're not going to participate in this, we're not going along with this, notice what happened. Now, somebody would have said, well, God's going to deliver them. Well, they might have been thinking, well, he's not going to let them go in that fire. I know that. Now, I know the king is threatening to throw them in there, but God's not going to let them go in there because, praise God, he's going to deliver them. He let them go in there. Didn't he? But what did the fire do? It wouldn't burn them. You may go in it, but it ain't gonna hurt you. And what's gonna come off of you is the ropes that's binding you. Say amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So don't tell me how God's gonna deliver. That's what somebody told me one time. Well, honey, you never know what God may do. I said, yes, you do. It's in the book. It is right here. He said he's going to deliver me. He's going to deliver me. I don't know what time he's going to show up. I don't know what avenue he's coming down. I don't know whether he's going to just drop down out of the sky. But this I do know, that he will. Another translation said this: Satan has been deprived of his right and his ability to hurt or destroy you, watch this, or even make you fail. Man, that's good stuff, boy. But see, if you don't have no integrity, you don't believe that. Because you don't believe you. You don't believe what you say. How are you going to believe what God says? What make you think all of a sudden you're going to get super spiritual and what God says is right? No. We got to build integrity on the inside. So we can read this one time and we won't have to be saying for 40 days, I believe I receive, I believe I receive, I believe I receive. You say, I believe I receive one time and that's it. Boom, gone. But that's what Jesus did. All right, come on back over here to last place. Are y'all with me? Look what it says here in Proverbs chapter 25.
And let's look at verse 19. You're there. Say praise the Lord. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot, come on, out of joint. Have you ever seen somebody walking along or heard about this, and all of a sudden their stomach says, boy, I got a trick knee. You ever heard that before? What does that mean? I got a trick knee. It means that it'll give way sometimes without warning. That if I put too much pressure on it, something will happen. God doesn't want you to be a trick knee. He wants you to be in the body of Christ and be strong. That if whatever part you are in that body, that when the pressure comes on you, you'll stand up under the pressure. And he can fully trust you with whatever there is. Let me just give you a couple of scriptures. The benefits of integrity. One, in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 3, it guarantees that you'll make right choices. Proverbs 11 and 3. Look at Proverbs 20, verse 7. The just man walketh in his what? Integrity. His children are what? Blessed after him. So walking in integrity will cause your children to be blessed. Also, all right, come on. Look at Psalms chapter 26 real quick. Psalms 26. Look at verse 1 of Psalms 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my what? Integrity. I have trusted also in who? The Lord. Therefore, I shall not what? Slide. Slide which way? Back. Backslide. So trusting in God and walking in integrity will keep you from backsliding. Also, look at chapter 25 and look at verse 21. Have you got it? Let integrity and uprightness do what to me? Preserve me. So when I go through the fire, I will not be burned. Why? Because I'm going in with integrity. Say amen to that. So what we are in our private moments will eventually define our public moments. And God expects you and I to be people of integrity. That we, when we encounter difficulties and unexpected situations, let your character come out. That is the character of God. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, understand, this is a tough topic, meaning that this is something that'll pull a slack out of the rope. You know what I mean? It's something that the world needs to hear. Not only that, the body of Christ especially need to be people, men and women of integrity and character. Now, when you're talking about integrity and character, we're talking about something that has to be developed within us. You see, the devil will try to raise people up on skill, you know, have them be high-profile people in sports or whatever have you. But all of a sudden, something happens and explodes at that place. And next thing you know, their name is disgraced, they end up in jail or whatever have you. You know why? Because integrity was never developed. You want to be a person of integrity. So when you get up there in the limelight, you won't fail. This teaching is a powerful teaching. Now, the address and phone number are on your screen. Order it right away. You will not be disappointed in this. Now, this is something not only that can help you, but you can teach it to your children, and you can have it in school, in your school system, and so forth. I'm making it so it can fit any model. This is a powerful, powerful teaching. It's something we need today, integrity and character. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Character. Are you a person who keeps their word? Integrity. What you do when no one is watching. Character and integrity are not qualities that you are born with. They must be developed.
Lack of integrity makes the access into the promised land impossible. So it's key for you and me to understand that we all have to have integrity in our lives if we're going to end up in the destiny that God has planned for us.
Character and integrity, requirements essential to getting into God's rest, is a must-get companion to the No More Toil series. In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn that character and integrity will guide and protect you in life.
Every one
of us has to develop integrity and character. Everyone, we have to develop it, folks. It is not something that is automatic, that comes with birth. It's something that has to be developed in us. So I'm starting this to develop you in integrity and character.
Order No More Toil, Character and Integrity today. And Dr. Winston will explain how integrity will preserve you in every situation. Why the church must have integrity in order to change the world. Why God promotes you on character and not on skills, and much more.
What we're training you up for is character. And we're training you up to make sure that whatever comes in your life, you're going to be a person of integrity. Say amen to that. You're going to be a person of truth. You're going to be a person of honor.
To order your copy of No More Toil, Character and Integrity, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. God wants His people to possess every promise in the Word of God. To do this, we must be people of character and integrity. Order your copy of No More Toil, Character and Integrity today.
While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
When God said, let there be light, what happened? God's word changed the conditions of the earth. Now, let me ask you, is this the same word that God used? Same word. So if you get it in you and you stand on it, it will change everything in your environment. It's got to change.
The Joseph Business School is online. Is attending school in a traditional classroom not practical for your busy schedule? Take advantage of the Joseph Business School online. The online training program combines the convenience and flexibility of the internet with the tools you need to start and run a successful business. Start your business today and do it God's way. For a demonstration of this upcoming program or for more information, log on to www.josephbusinessschool.com today.